Rachel's analytical mind churned through the data before her. But how can life from space be so similar to life on Earth? I mean, you're saying this bug fits in our Darwinian classification? Perfectly, Corky said. And believe it or not, a lot of astronomers have predicted that extraterrestrial life would be very similar to life on Earth. But why? She demanded. This species came from an entirely different environment. Panspermia, Corky smiled broadly. I beg your pardon? Panspermia is the theory that life was seeded here from another planet. Rachel stood up. You're losing me. Corky turned to Tolland. Mike, you're the primordial seas guy. Tolland looked happy to take over. Earth was once a lifeless planet, Rachel. Then suddenly, as if overnight, life exploded. Many biologists think the explosion of life was the magical result of an ideal mixture of elements in the primordial seas. But we've never been able to reproduce that in a lab, so religious scholars have seized that failure as proof of God. Meaning life could not exist unless God touched the primordial seas and infused them with life. But we astronomers, Corky declared, came up with another explanation for the overnight explosion of life on Earth. Panspermia, Rachel said, now understanding what they were talking about. She had heard the panspermia theory before, but didn't know its name. The theory that a meteorite splashed into the primordial soup, bringing the first seas of microbial life to Earth. Bingo, Corky said, where they percolated and sprang to life. And if that's true, Rachel said, then the underlying ancestry of Earth's life forms and extraterrestrial life forms would be identical. Double bingo. Panspermia, Rachel thought, still barely able to grasp the implications. So, not only does this fossil confirm that life exists elsewhere in the universe, but it practically proves panspermia, that life on Earth was seeded from elsewhere in the universe. Triple bingo! Corky flashed her an enthusiastic nod. Technically, we may all be extraterrestrials. He put his fingers over his head like two antennas, crossed his eyes, and wagged his tongue like some kind of insect. Tolland looked at Rachel with a pathetic grin. And this guy is the pinnacle of our evolution.